I used to work at Nickelodeon Studios in the mid-2000s. And there would be this thing where storyboard artists for SpongeBob SquarePants would be given tapes to unfinished episodes to view them. There was one special tape I was given as I worked on the storyboards of some episodes, and the same thing went for the other shows I worked on as a storyboard artist. This episode was very special, to say the least. At the end of the day, when I took it home with me, I decided to check the episode out by myself. When I inserted the tape to watch it, it started off normally, but with no title card music. Probably due to the episode being unfinished. Keep in mind, this was the first version of the episode before it had been changed to suit kids of a younger age. In the episode, the camera slowly pans into SpongeBob's pineapple, then moving to where SpongeBob was seen on screen, sleeping, until he had been woken up from sleep by his alarm clock, or whatever it was. A few minutes into the episode, I was already feeling comfortable with what was going on. SpongeBob had started to notice that his friends, or say, all of Bikini Bottom, had gone missing. That was in the episode's final version as well. Except, instead of him saying that he would live out the lives of the people living in Bikini Bottom, he starts to panic and runs around the city after being alone for quite a bit. Where is everyone? Why are they all gone? SpongeBob keeps asking. After the scene of him running around, with a bubble transition, it quickly cuts to a scene of him pretending to cook for people of Bikini Bottom at the Krusty Krab. Him playing the role as everyone else, playing the roles as Mr. Krabs, Squidward, etc. SpongeBob then had started to stay still at the grill, staring at his spatula while the patties cooked. It's not the same as it used to be. I wish they were all here, SpongeBob had stated. That was a bit of an odd line, but I kept watching anyway. SpongeBob then started to tear up, slowly leaving the Krusty Krab and walking to his house at night. He wiped his tears and had walked up into his bedroom from his house, which is what happened in the episode. You know, normally. The episode slowly started to feel like a parody or something. I can't really describe it, but it was dark. Not something I'd let my kids see, if I had kids, anyway. I kept watching while SpongeBob walked up to his bed. Cuts to a scene of him dragging a chair into his room with a bubble transition, as strange as it can be. A bus sound could be heard in the distance. It then cuts to show that bus. The entire city of Bikini Bottom had come out of it. I felt a little surprised. The episode slowly showed Mr. Krabs walking out of the bus. National No SpongeBob Day is finally over. Now, where's me fry cook? Exclaimed Mr. Krabs. The episode started to feel normal at that point. I had a sense that it might have been close to the end. I think I know where he is. I'll go find him, said Patrick. Cuts to a bubble transition of Patrick knocking on SpongeBob's front door, asking if he was there. And of course, SpongeBob couldn't hear him. He was upstairs in his bedroom, after all. The closed door must have caused that. The camera panned into SpongeBob, and he jumped on the chair he dragged in his room. Maybe I can wake up from this horrible nightmare. I just want to be with my friends. Patrick continued to knock on the door, yelling for SpongeBob, and I don't know, I felt really creeped out after that scene. Sandy, Mr. Krabs, and Squidward all approached the pineapple, feeling worried. Well, Squidward hadn't felt worried yet. Sandy asked SpongeBob if he was in there. I've been knocking on this door for a few minutes now, said Patrick. I believe at this point the episode was only storyboards now, like an animatic, You know, the episode wasn't complete, and this was the first version, after all. Sandy tells everyone to stand back. She then kicks down SpongeBob's door, and slight choking could be heard from upstairs. I was beginning to feel worried. The episode felt really, really dark at this point. The next scene had the four, Squidward, Mr. Krabs, Patrick, and Sandy, rushing to where the noise was coming from. They investigated every room of his home and finally went upstairs, only to find that SpongeBob had hung himself. I mean, there he was, hanging from the roof, his entire face purple in color. Patrick loses it, just starts screaming. Sandy starts crying. Squidward and Mr. Krabs also shed a few tears, and the episode just ends there. But there was something different about the credits. After it shown all the credits, there was a little drawing from Steven with his name under it. It was SpongeBob. Almost like the one from the intro, instead it was crossed out. This episode was horrifying, to say the least. And I'm glad it was changed to suit a younger audience. I just don't know why such people would come up with these horrible ideas.